fabulous. And it's great that you're bringing us into more light today, because you are light. And speaking of being in the center, I really want to hear what you have to say. And who better than Leo to set us up for it? So again, today's daily word, timeless. The only moment there is now. And this is the moment. So I'll see you on the other side. And you know I love you.
Love you.
Here's Leo.
This is the moment. This is the day when I send all my doubts and demons on their way. Every endeavor I have made ever is coming into play, is here and now today. This is the moment, this is the time, the momentum and the moment are in rhyme. Give me this moment, this precious chance. I'll gather up my past and make some sense at last. This is the moment when all I've done, all of the dreaming, scheming and screaming become one. This is the day. See it sparkle and shine when all I've lived for becomes mine. For all these years I faced the world alone, and now the time has come to prove to them I've made it on my own. This is the moment, my final test. Destiny beckoned, I never reckoned second best. I won't look down, I will not fall. This is the moment, the sweetest moment. Damn all the odds, this day or never, I'll sit forever with my God. When I look back, I will always recall, moment for moment, this was the moment, the greatest moment.
I gotta take a breath. This is the moment. The moment is always now. This holy moment is where we have the power, where we have the power to really be all that we were meant to be. And the entire universe is really whispering in our ear, wake up and roar. Realize who you are into the fullness. And in order to realize the fullness of who we are, we have to embrace our divinity, not only in our minds, but in our hearts, in our emotional self, energetically, physically. Every part of us is saying, wake up and embody your divinity. And that means the allness of the divine, not just the masculine God, but the feminine aspect of God, because God is the allness. God is all. I love our unity teachings that tell us there's only one power and one presence in the entire universe. But how do we live this? How do we live life into this reality? Because we are having a human experience where there's so much duality, right? How do we do that? And it is about the holy moment, about entering the timeless, as the Daily Word said today, which was so beautiful, knowing the silence, coming to that place where we are centered and we can go beyond polarities, because not anything is black or white. And we can begin to watch our thoughts from a deeper place, because we are loving awareness. We are the presence of all there is, uniquely appearing individually as you. Now, easier said than done, right? Because it has taken me a lifetime to realize this, and it continues to unfold. But right now, this is a wonderful moment, because the human experience is shifting. We're going through a paradigm shift. You know, if you turn on the news right now, you could say, oh my God, this world, what's happening? But out of chaos, something greater will rise. And we have the power to continue to envision a world that works for all, a world at peace, a world where we can really see that everyone is the living, loving Christ, as the scripture says, you know? There's not female or male. We're all part of the Christ. The Christ is in us. And in this month that we are honoring women, I just want to shout out to all the women that right now in the world have no voice, are still in such an imprisonment. And here, even in our country, you know, there are many places where our rights are being taken out. There's still a long way to go. We've come a long way from the 60s to now, but there's still a lot more. And I love that this year's theme is about inclusivity, equity, inclusivity, and diversity. You know, growing up, I was so conditioned. I thought that I didn't matter. I had to be the good little girl, and I learned how to be the good little girl, to smile all the time. I could not have my emotions. Being angry was wrong. And if you were a boy, well, you were told boys don't cry, many, at least in my generation. So it took a lot of work to begin to find my voice and to come to my strength. And there was a time when I had even lost hope and faith that I could be okay, because I was in such agony and suffering all the time, and I had to hold it all inside. And I thought I had to be perfect. You know, I had the image of, back then there was a model, I'm timing myself. There was a model named Twiggy, and I had to be skinny, and I had to be perfect, and I had to look beautiful all the time, because if not, I wasn't worthy of love. So it took a lot of undoing, a lot of breaking through the conditioning to be okay with just being me. And we're all on a hero's journey. And this is not only for women, this is for men too. And anyone that has been marginalized, you know, people of color, the LGBTQ community, everyone has a story. And we're here to really discover our authentic self, discover our power, because we are strong, we are powerful, we are beautiful, and we're radiant beings of light. And as long as we are not owning this, it doesn't feel good. It doesn't feel good when we play it small. So I invite you to really do the work. Do the work continually, because we need to be vigilant until our last breath. The work continues. It is ongoing. Our healing is a moment-to-moment awareness, because it's not only mental. I mean, the awakening is easy. Awakening and realizing, oh, wait, I am divine, and using the power of mind, wonderful. But it's also finding those blocks in our emotions and letting that energy go forth. Also in our bodies, in our energy, that's how we rise up. It's mental, emotional, physical, and energetic, the work. And how do we do that? Noticing, 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 taking time to be in that timeless now, in this holy moment, and just breathing into that space. Just a couple of breaths of just, I'm okay, I'm here, I'm here, I'm all right. And the more we heal ourselves, the more we heal our ancestral wounds. And we're doing this for the collective consciousness. And it's about breaking through. No, no, this is not the truth of who I am. No. And when a thought arises that it's not the truth of who we are, we breathe and we turn it around. When there's a feeling, we honor it. We breathe life into it. As Rumi says, you know, in the guest house, welcome, welcome the sadness, welcome the sorrow, welcome the anger, welcome it all. Just don't let it go into your bedroom. Welcome it, breathe in, goodbye. Release that energy. And that's how we continue to transform ourselves. There's a Buddhist practice called Tonglen, where first of all, we discover that power in us, that light, that heart. And so when there's sorrow within us, or even we think about everyone that's in sorrow, everyone that's going through that, and we breathe that darkness. And when we breathe out that light, we breathe out that light, because there's such a healing power right where we are. And we got to go within and just discover it and bring it forth into every aspect of our being. And it takes courage. It takes courage to do this work. But we're energy beings, and we want to focus our energy towards what we want, not what we don't want, so that we can live in harmony with the totality of existence. And so you wouldn't be here if you didn't have that strength and that courage in you, and something in you saying, you matter, you are worthy, and the time is now to come to the fullness of who you are. There's a scripture that I love, but I'm changing that he to a she. And it says, she heals the brokenhearted, and she binds up the wounds, curing their pain and their sorrow. That's the feminine side of God, the divine mother. When we call it forth, when we bring it forth into our lives, she helps us heal. I can say in my life that the divine has always been there guiding me, even when I didn't believe in myself. And it always brought me somehow to the right place where I needed to find some truth to help me discover who I was. And this journey, you know, first of all, when I was a lost teenager and didn't know what I was going to do with my life, and I felt I didn't matter, I didn't know my worth, I didn't know anything, and I was so depressed, I walked into a drama class. And then I realized I had to work with my stuff. And that's how I came to really realize all the emotions that I had bottled down, because I needed to be the perfect little girl. And that was the beginning of my journey. And there I discovered Zen Buddhism. I discovered Alan Watts, and I was reading about awakening. I didn't understand it here, but there was something that resonated as truth for me. And I kept on and kept on and kept on really looking at anything that would help me discover and heal who I was. And we all have a story, my friends. We all have a story. It doesn't matter if you're incarnated in a physical women's body or a man's body or whatever you are, there is a story. And we have to really realize that once we heal from that story, we come to a better story. We move from that little me to a bigger story, a story that doesn't stop here, that I know that as I heal, the world heals. As I rise up, the world rises up. So we move from a me to a we, and that's the power of community. That's the power that I found in unity, that knowing that I am worthy, that I belong, that you belong, because we belong to the divine and we belong to each other. In La Ketch, I am another you. And when we wake up the divine feminine in us, we're waking up creativity, joy, playfulness, intuition. And then we can flow in the radiance of the light of our beingness. That, my friend, is what we're being called right now to be. And then we can be more compassionate with those that are acting out and not be so judgmental. Because I know there's a lot of acting out in our world. So breathe with me. You know, there was a time when the goddess was rising and she was roaring. And the time has come again, because the goddess is rising and she is roaring and nothing is going to stop her. And that is why we are seeing the patriarchal out of control in many ways, trying to make women, I don't know, put her back into the last century and beyond. But the divine feminine is ready to reemerge, and nothing is holding her back. Out of chaos, something greater is emerging. And there is archaeological evidence of an existence of a 20,000-year-old period in history when men and women lived as equals, with neither sex dominating the other. I'm going to say that a time when women and men lived as equal, when nobody was trying to dominate anyone. Hold that vision for me. And that goes not only for men and women, that goes for anyone that feels marginalized, for people of color, for the LGBTQ community, the trans community. That goes for anyone that has said, that have been told, you don't matter, you don't belong. Well, I'm here to tell you, you matter. And you are strong and powerful and beautiful and radiant. So here's the work. Breathe and begin to know yourself as the space where everything rises in. In the timeless now is loving awareness, that in you that has never, ever been, ever, ever been betrayed, never, never, ever, ever been damaged. It is that beautiful, radiant being. Nothing, absolutely nothing in the past sticks to that. It's like Velcro. Know that, as I said before, we all have a story, but you are not your story. We're here to take all the hurts from the past and turn them around into our own strength. Let it be compost for your beautiful garden that is emerging right now. And so that there is unity within us, heart, mind, in alignment. And that is embracing our vulnerabilities and imperfections and knowing that you matter no matter what. And watch those thoughts. Because I know that I have been really, really hard on myself. I'm not good enough. I'm not worthy. And fears and worries come up. Well, this is Lent. And, you know, in unity, we work through in Lent all those things that we're not. We start to undo. I love what Marianne Williamson says about woman. She says, womanhood is a mass pain of unspoken depth. And when we dare to speak of it, we're told, there you go, complaining again. And that's how we learn to be an imposter. Well, I learned to be an imposter, and it didn't feel good. It doesn't feel good when we play it small. And so our job is to embrace that child in us that is wounded, embrace all those parts in ourselves that have been set aside, and just go, you matter, and I'm here to hold you and love you and support you. And continue to give ourselves self-love. And don't beat ourselves up. Brené Brown says, I may be imperfect in what I do, and sometimes I'm afraid, and sometimes I play small, and sometimes I mess up a little and in big ways, but that doesn't change the truth that I am also worthy of love and belonging and connection, and that I am also absolutely capable of being gigantically big for God and accomplishing amazing good in the world. And that is exactly what I'm going to do, because that's what I came here to do. Because the things that keep us shielded from feeling vulnerable are the exact things that keep us shielded from fully experiencing life and being who we came here to be. So one by one, we peel the layers of our false selves.
Boys, don't cry.
Good girls, don't get angry. I'm not good enough. I am unlovable. I'm not worthy. Blah, 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 blah. When that happens, give yourself love. Be compassionate and remain vigilant. Vigilant. Acceptance is the key. Being present. Being a master of being present. Taking a lot of breath and just centering ourselves in that stillness. Knowing the silence, because it is in the silence when we begin to listen to what is emerging, opening ourselves to intuition so that we may be in the radiant light of truth, ever flowing. Because we all have a divine purpose. We all matter. And we're here incarnated on planet Earth, on this floating rock in the middle of nowhere, to be the fullness of what we were meant to be. Again, during these liminal times, this time of immense changes in the world, we are here as light workers to shine our light. And that is awakening the divine, the fullness of God, the feminine, the masculine, the allness of God, and beginning to embody it in our daily lives. So, wholeness, because we're here to embrace our wholeness, is about being centered. And when you are centered, you are more connected. There's a sense of belonging, a peace that passes all understanding. That's how we anchor heaven on earth. You're not that easily triggered. You're more compassionate. There's a feeling of being balanced. You're guided. And even though you're told this and this and that, you go, let me check in. No, that doesn't feel right. So it's a yes to you. You don't need anybody's approval anymore, because you are living for the divine. You're here incarnated as the divine. And there's such strength and vulnerability. So we want to embrace that creativity, that playfulness, that joyfulness, dance, create, sing, do all that you were meant to do. Be free, free, liberate your soul. The time is now. The moment is now. Breathe. Give yourself some love. I love you as my very own self, because you and I are one. Take a breath. Hold yourself for a moment and just say, I am worthy of love. I matter. I am a radiant being of light, and this is my time. This is my moment. This holy moment, I embrace myself. And now join me in a time of meditation. Relax. If you haven't done so already, I invite you to close your eyes, settle in, and breathe to your heart space. Open your heart and say, I am worthy. I matter. And it's okay to be me, imperfections and all. And today I embrace the Divine Mother and I call her forth. And I say, I am ready to heal fully. I am ready to be all that I was meant to be. As you breathe into your heart space, notice a light, a beautiful light, and it begins to open up into a lotus flower. It is the light of the truth of who you are. You are embraced in the light. And as you let that light go forth, let that healing light go forth to every part of your body. Relaxing more and more, letting the light go to every cell, every atom, every molecule, every organ of your being. I am one with the light of truth. I am whole and complete. I welcome the divine here and now. And then you notice that you're so much more than your body, for you are an energetic being, a timeless being. And it is in the silence that we begin to listen. And I invite you for a moment to just say, in the heart of all hearts, I welcome the allness of God into this moment. I welcome the Divine Mother to heal my life and ask in your heart, what is seeking attention in me? And hold that child in you and say, I love you. I love you, and any part in you that has been left out, embrace it in the light of truth, in the healing presence, because you matter, because the world needs you now, because this is your moment. You are worthy. Breathe now, and in your heart, ask, what is emerging in me? I am ready to embrace the divine feminine and the divine masculine in me, coming to my fullness. And let us be in the stillness for a moment. Breathe, take a deep cleansing, healing breath, and let go of the past. Let go of anything holding you back. And feel the peace, the joy, the love within you, the radiance of being. And say these words in your heart. I love and accept myself just as I am. I am worthy. I matter. And I embrace the wholeness of the divine in me, as me, in this holy now. And so it is.
Lost touch with my soul, I had nowhere to turn, I had nowhere to go. Lost sight of my dream, thought it would be the end of me. I thought I'd never make it through. I had no hope to hold on to. I thought I would break. I didn't know my own strength, and I crashed down and I tumbled. But I did not crumble. I got through all the pain. I didn't know my own strength, survived my darkest hour. My faith kept me alive. I picked myself back up, hold my head up high. I was not built to break. I didn't know my own strength. Found hope in my heart. I found a light to light my way out of the dark. Found all that I need here inside of me. Oh, I thought I'd never find my way. I thought I'd never lift that weight. I thought I would break. I didn't know my own strength, and I crashed down and I tumbled, but I did not crumble. I got through all the pain. I didn't know my own strength, survived my darkest hour. My faith kept me alive. I picked myself back up, hold my head up high. I was not built to break. I didn't know my own strength. There were so many times I thought I'd never get through the night. I took about all that I could take. I didn't know my own strength, and I crashed down and I tumbled, but I did not crumble. I was not built to break. I pick myself back up. I hold my head up high. I was not built to break. I didn't know my own strength. We were not built to break. It's time we find our own strength.